turnarounds. Is the opposite as true? This is the final step of inquiring into the thought. Like a mirror, the mind has a way of getting things right but backward. So you take your thought and turn it around. This means literally reversing it in as many ways as you can. You then ask yourself if these reversed versions seem as true as or truer than your original thought. They often do. Let's turn around the thought, "He insulted me," first to the other, then to the self, then to the opposite. I insulted him. I jumped to my conclusion when he didn't wave and I judged him harshly. I insulted me. I turned a possibly innocent action into an insult. I was the one who created the insult in my own mind, and my angry thoughts made me feel small and mean. He didn't insult me. Maybe he didn't even see me. Maybe he was thinking of something else. I can't really know what his intention was. When the mind wants to prove that it's right, it can get further into a rut, like a stuck car. Trying out turnarounds and considering whether they may possibly be true is like rocking your car back and forth to free it from the mud. Suppose, for instance, that you're convinced that it would be a terrible thing if your boyfriend were to take a job 1,000 miles from where you live. This thought leaves you paralyzed with anxiety. Turning it around makes you look at a possibility that your stuck mind would never consider. Are there any ways it could be a good thing if your boyfriend took the job and moved away? Your mind may refuse to even look at that possibility. That is pure stuckness. But what if you can find even one genuine reason to support the reverse thought? Perhaps you can find this. Your boyfriend's new job could be tremendously fulfilling for him, and your relationship may improve because of that. If you can see even a slim possibility that this may be true, the fear has to lessen. Maybe his absence would allow you to spend more time with your friends, or to start working out, or to take the course you've been wanting to take. Maybe this move to an exciting city would result in your spending time with him there, or even moving there. Who knows? You don't have to believe these reasons or act on them. Just finding a reason can move you out of your rut. You may be astonished at the lightness and relief that come from opening your mind to the possibility that what you were convinced was terrible may not be so terrible after all. You may resist this exercise because you believe that it would somehow bring about what you fear. In the example above, you may think that opening your mind to your boyfriend's move, even for a moment, would make you a weaker opponent of it. But if you really look at that thought, the opposite is more likely. When people take a fearful and rigid stance, they often bring about what they're trying to prevent. Turnarounds open more space. They allow you to see how things can work out in a peaceful way, beyond what you had considered when you were defending a position. If someone has trouble finding one reason to support a turnaround, for example, "This is a terrible setback and that's that," or "This could work out for the best," "No, I won't even consider that," I often suggest that they find three reasons that the turnaround could be true. When your mind refuses to budge, you may discover that finding three genuine reasons, even if they seem silly or insignificant at first, moves you out of your rut and puts you back on the road to interesting possibilities. I don't do thoughts. They do me. Until I question them.